Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, welcome to another episode of Let's Talk Smoke, the Chris Chadwick Show, brought to you by BBQSuperstars.com. Got a lot of stuff going on, kind of really excited about tonight. Pitmasters will be coming on in about 2 hours, can't wait to watch. Just really excited about that. We have several callers supposed to call in tonight. I want to invite everyone. We'd love to have you on the show. Just give us a call right here, 347-202-0263, because, like I've always said and I always will, this show is about you and the Q, baby. That's what it's about, and that's what we're here for. I love talking barbecue. I love talking to people about barbecue. I have the passion. I know there's thousands and thousands of people out there that are listening that have the passion also. It's just easy to talk about something that you really love to talk about. You know, it's just when it gets in your blood, when the smoke's in your blood, in your vein, running through your veins, I mean, you're just a diehard barbecuer. It's on. It's what it's about. You know, it's time to let the smoke roll, and let's talk smoke tonight. I've got a lot of things I'd like to talk about tonight. First thing I would like to say is my thoughts and prayers go out to all the victims and victims' families of this horrific, tragic thing that's happened this past week. It's terrible. God bless all of those people. God bless the whole world. But be with them and help ease the pain. It's just a tragic thing, and my heart is heavy and deeply saddened. It's something that's just horrendous. I just wanted to address the listeners and just my thoughts and prayers go out to those victims, those people there, the small town. It's just tragic. With that being said, God bless them, and let's remember them, give them a moment of silence, and just be thankful for what we have, thankful for our children. It's just so important to hug your kids, hug your wife, hug your husband, tell them you love them, and just enjoy each day with them. Let's give them a moment of silence right now. Okay, thank you very much. Welcome to the show again. This is Chris Chadwick here on the Let's Talk Smoke Show. Excited about being here. Excited about being part of the Barbecue Superstars family. It's a great thing. I'm greatly appreciative to Daryl Mass there of BarbecueSuperstars.com for giving me the opportunity to be here on the BlogTalkRadio.com network with this show. I enjoy talking barbecue. It helps me. It's my therapy, and I love doing it. And that's what it's all about, you know. Barbecue is a way of life, especially for us that are in this, like I am, like a lot of my good friends are. I get on Facebook, I look, I search, you see all these barbecue lovers, all these teams, all these pit masters out there doing their thing, helping people, just having a huge impact on people's lives, and that's what it's all about. You know, the barbecue world is, in my opinion, is a good place to be. It's got a lot of family standards and values, and with that being said, the respect, the love, the honor, the morals, it's a great place to be, and I'm proud to be a part of it. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. I want to thank everybody that listens in every week, weekend. We have shows every night of the week. They're awesome shows. I've got a bunch of great guys hosting these shows. I'm thankful for everybody that likes to call in and be a part of the show. That's what this show's all about. I usually don't schedule anything or have anything planned. I just love for the callers to come in, and I love to feed off the callers. And we just have a good time. We talk barbecue. We talk techniques. We talk flavor profiles. We talk up-and-coming competitions. Just anything we can talk about. That's what we talk about here on the Chris Chadwick Show, and that's what it's all about. But really, seriously, I want to thank everybody that listens in to my show. It's very important to me. I'm greatly appreciative of it. It makes me feel good that other people enjoy listening and listening to what I enjoy doing, and that's talking right here on BarbecueSuperstars.com. That's a great website. If you haven't been to it in a while, or if you haven't ever been to it, listeners, guys, listen to it. Go and check it out. Listen, there's many, many videos you can watch and listen and learn a lot of information, especially if you have something you might not want to ask somebody, but you want to research it. There are thousands and thousands of videos on the BarbecueSuperstars.com website. It's got a shop zone that's out of this world. You know, guys, if you're out there, you got a Christmas wish list, you can go to the shop zone and you can fill that Christmas wish list up. I mean, it is jam-packed full of quality merchandise from all over the country. It's just... You can buy anything from a serious competition pit down to measuring cups, rolling pins. If you're, if you're a master chef in your own kitchen, you can get anything you want to use for the kitchen, for the gourmet kitchen cook, the patio pit master out on the back deck. Everything from A to Z is in this shop zone. All you have to do is get in there and search and look, and you will find it guaranteed. It's a great place. It's a great, great place to buy anything you need, any of your wants or your needs. It's awesome. You know, I'm just excited about Christmas. Christmas is right around the corner. You know, we've been Christmas shopping all day. I'm wore out, but I'm ready to rock and roll and talk smoke right here. You know, we just got a lot of things going on. And I'm just excited to be here. Now, I want to talk about pit masters tonight. You know, pit masters, this year they've done something quite a bit different than they did last year. They've had regional competition. Tonight is Texas. I'm not sure who is on Pitmasters, the Texas series tonight, but they have Texas series, Tennessee, Memphis style, Kansas City style, out of Missouri. I think it was filmed at the American Royal. Kentucky, Georgia, but they have North Carolina. They have several different flavor profiles going on. I don't know what all they will be doing, but I know it's going live. It's going to be on at 8 o'clock Central tonight, and I can't wait. I'm ready to go out there and kick a tire, light the fire, and let my smoke roll on my big grill. I'm just pretend I'm on Pitmaster tonight. Can you understand what I'm talking about? I know there's a lot of guys out there that do. I'm really excited about watching some of this Texas style. I enjoy the Texas style. I enjoy all styles. It doesn't matter what kind of style. If it's barbecue, I'm in. I love it. That's what it's all about, is barbecue. You know, we get in here, we've all got these different regional styles, flavors, and I just can't wait to check it out. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be a lot of things going on tonight, a lot of things you might possibly learn, a lot of flavor profiles. I think they do it up, I believe they're doing brisket and cowboy steak tonight. And I'm not sure what they actually classify a cowboy steak. Now, if I've got listeners out there listening, I'd love to have them call in and shed a little light on this subject. Cowboy steak, is it a sirloin, is it a big sirloin, is it a ribeye, a T-bone, a strip, or what is it? I don't know. I don't know what they're classifying a cowboy steak. So if you're out there, you're listening, give us a call in. I'll be welcoming your call. I'm inviting everyone. Everyone is welcome. This show is about you, and that's what it's about. The number to call in is 347-202-0263. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. I'm ready to fire it up. Let's get this ball rolling. But back to Pitmasters. I'm going to check that out right now as we're talking on the phone, listening here about what's going on with Pitmasters. I'm really excited about it. And can't wait for it to fire it up. I know it's going to be a little different, but I'm really excited about it. I was fortunate enough to be in Tupelo, Mississippi last year at the Don't Be Cruel Barbecue Duel, and they were filming, Pitmasters were there, and they were filming recording an episode. And let me tell you, folks, it's not as smooth as it looks on TV. They'll say a line and cut, say a line, cut, say a line, cut, and they'll finally get it right. I mean, there's a lot of work involved. I'm sure I personally didn't realize there was as much work involved in the Barbecue Pit Masters as there is. And these guys were working hard to try to get this right and make it look right for the screen. And it was very interesting to watch. I did have the pleasure of meeting Meyer Mixon. Fine fellow right there. Enjoyed talking with him and learning. I learned a lot of stuff watching Pitmasters. It was very interesting. And just really had a good time with it. Let's see here. They're heading deep in the heart of Texas, Lone Star State, to find the best Texas barbecue tonight. It's a showdown between three different styles of cowboy steak. I wish I had a caller to call in and enlighten us on the cowboy steak and brisket. And guys, we need to be full when we watch this, because there's nowhere for me personally to go get a brisket, ribs, or anything tonight. Matter of fact, bringing ribs up, I've got a nice set of ribs, nice rack of ribs right now. I've got rubbed down with a new rub. I got it in the mail yesterday from a good friend of mine that I've met through the show here. His name is Lance Moore out of Texas. with West Texas Pitmasters, and he was kind enough to send me some of his new award-winning rub. And let me tell you, I've got my rib rubbed down with it. As soon as I got it, I had to cut it open and taste it. And let me tell you, it's mighty fine. Guys, this rub, you know, combination rub, this rub here is going to be fine on pork, on ribs. It's going to work on chickens. It's a multi-purpose rub, let me tell you. And I'm sure with a little more salt, which I'm heavy on the salt anyhow, a little more salt, you could hit that rub with on a brisket, and it'd be fine with that too. And it's got some heat to it. It's got a little bite, and I like that. You know, you want to be recognized, especially on a turn-in box. When you're cooking, you prepping, you turning that in at a competition, you definitely want to have a little heat, a little distinction in your product for these judges to recognize. And it's got the heat, it's got the sweetness to it, and it's got the pepper in it, baby. I'm telling you, it's mighty fine. West Texas Pitmasters, Plainview, Texas. All you have to do is get in touch with Lance Moore on Facebook, or you could go to www.westtexaspitmasters.com, and I'm sure he will be glad to fix you up and send you some of this. Like I say, this is a Texas product. I'm here in Tennessee, and I love everything barbecue, and this is fire. I like it. It's mighty fine. I can't wait to get these ribs on. I'm going to do a little late night cooking tonight. The coals are going to be hot. And I'm going to fire up a set of rack of ribs tonight for a midnight snack. Call in and give me something to talk about tonight, guys. 347-202-0263. Looks like we've got a caller in queue. We're going to get them in here and see what's going on. Caller 358, you're live on the air with Chris Chadwick. What's going on?
Chris, this is Jim Ambergy. I just want to say hi and let you know I was tuning in to you. And
Jim sounds like a plan. Good deal. How are you doing tonight? That's great. I'm glad you called in. How are you doing tonight?
Now, which one are you talking to?
I'm talking to you, Jim. You're live on the air with us.
All right. So there was a bill called in about the same time, I think. Just want to let you know I was listening to you and I've been watching Pitmasters here for the last couple hours. I'm about starved to death. What time are the ribs going to be ready?
I'm telling you. Well, they're going on a little later. And, you know, we'd like to cook them about 4 or 5 hours anyhow. So it's going to be one of those midnight runs.
Midnight runs?
Midnight runs, brother. Midnight runs. Have you been doing any cooking lately?
No, I haven't. We've been pretty busy here trying to get the house remodeled. And I got run over by a horse yesterday, and I think I got a couple of broken ribs. And
yeah,
so just as quick as I can, I'm going to get back at it. And so I'll let you get on to your other calls. I just want to let you know I was listening to you.
Well, Jim, welcome to the show. I'm glad you're a listener, and you're welcome to come on here and talk barbecue anytime. If you ever have questions that we can't answer during the week, we can sure try to answer them on the weekend, like tonight during the show. I know you've been in search of a pit. Have you found you anything yet?
No, I think I'm going to go ahead and build one. And I've got pretty much in mind what I want. I think I've got everything I need to build it with. And so just going to get you to come over and look at some of the stuff and give me some advice now.
Well, so, you know, I'm not a master builder, but I like to build, and I get in there and get on it. So I'll be glad to do that with you. You know, we've got listeners all over the country, and guys, this is another thing I would love for you to do. Just like Jim, he's been in search of a rig, a pit, and if you've got something out there that you want to sell, you know, we have callers from all over the country that call in. You know, we would love to have a barbecue trading post here. You know, be glad to try to keep up with it a little bit. If you've got something you'd like to sell, a product you'd like to get out there, we'd be glad to discuss it with you. If you've got a rig you want to get out, post pictures, we can put it over the airwaves here. Like I say, we've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of live listeners. It's unreal. The archive listens. We'll get it out there. We'll spread the word. We don't mind because we're a barbecue family and we like to help each other. That's one thing about it. Now, Jim, I met Jim personally a few months ago, and he said he would love to go cooking with us. So we broke him in right one night. It was cold, and we had a big old fire, and we kept the sticks on the fire and kept it warm, and he come, and he was a trooper. He stayed all night and hung out with us and stayed up all night pretty much. And Jim, how was that experience? Did you have a pretty good time?
Oh, man, I loved it. And I couldn't believe when you actually offered to let me come and really show me what you're doing. It wasn't just, well, you wait over here while I'm doing this. I mean, you actually got in there and showed me what you're doing and just made me feel right at home. It was just it was just a real experience. I can't wait for some more competitions.
I'm telling you, I'm ready for some competitions, too. I'm ready for the new year to kick it off. You know, there's all kind of competitions everywhere. In January, there's a big one that Southern Crunk Barbecue is putting on there in Arkansas, Hot Springs. It's supposed to be a pretty nice show. It's an IBCA event. And I would really, really love to try to go down there and play because when it gets in your blood, you know how it is. You want to go play.
Well, we might just get my travel trailer hooked up and head down there.
Well, you know, if there's a way we can do it, let's roll because, I mean, it'll be a great time. There'll be a lot of great people down there. And in general, overall, most of the people you'll meet, I think, will be pretty good to you and pretty kind. They want to share what they're doing. They love to talk about it. And they love to help, you know, just like I do. And I think it will be a good show. The entry fee is not really bad. It's a little different comp than what we're used to. And with that IBCA, they cook half chickens. They don't cook chicken pieces. They'll have a bean category. And that's something, you know, that we're not really familiar with, quote, around here. They'll have a bean category, of course, a rib category, pork category, brisket category, which, you know, we did that brisket the last cook we did, and it just turned out so, so good. And that was one of the best briskets for us not to turn it in. That was one of the best briskets I've ever done to not turn it in a category.
Yeah.
But
well, what was so exciting to me about going and cooking with you down there, first cook-off I've ever been to, and I was there, and it was the guy that won Grand Champion right there. And
well,
that was kind of exciting.
Well, you know, it just makes you feel good when they recognize and appreciate what you do.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you get the call, you get the walk, and then you get that last call. That's called the last call. When you get that last call, that especially makes you feel even that much better. It makes you feel like you've really accomplished something that weekend and they appreciate what you do. It's fun to do it. You know, it's fun to do if you don't get a call, but that's like putting icing on the cake or sauce on the meat, you know, so to speak. When you get that last call or when you're fortunate enough to get a call, period, you know, a lot of times you can go and you can cook and you can compete and you just don't get a call, you know, and it rolls like that. That's the way it rolls sometimes. And, you know, you just brush it off and next weekend's another story and it's time to go get it. So, you know, that's how that is. I've got a new rug here from a friend of mine out of Texas sent it to me. And I'll be sure to share a little with you and let you try it out and give you his address, because it's a good rub too, you know. It's a little different flavor profile than my rub personally, and I like it. And I, you know, it's always good as barbecue, you know, you have your own flavor profile and you use it so often you get used to it. And it's always refreshing to get a different flavor profile come in. And you appreciate, you know, like me, I appreciate what all these guys do. And I appreciate, you know, that flavor profile. And it's mighty fine, too. But tomorrow will be a new week. I'm going to be kicking off, and I've got to get more sauce kicked out. You know, I'm doing a lot of sauce for Christmas now. And I'm just fortunate enough that everybody likes my sauce well enough that wants to buy it, you know. And and it's going to be sooner than later with the sauce, but my barbecue team, Hall County Cooker, barbecue team, you know, I do a lot of my own stuff. I make my own sauce, I make my own rub, and that's what I usually compete with. But I'm just fortunate that everybody likes my sauce. So we're just going to keep kicking it out. And have you worked on the sauce lately? I know you've been working on it, trying to perfect you one. How have you been coming with that?
No, I haven't done anything. Like I said, we've been pretty tied up here for a couple of weeks. We remodeled the kitchen and trying to get me some better work area here. And so I hadn't had, and we've been eating sandwiches for about a week now.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you go, Chris. There was another caller on the line, and I don't want to tie you up here long, but I'll be talking to you later.
All right, Jim, thank you so much for calling in. Sure appreciate it. And call back if you want to talk some more. And have a good night.
The one idea that I did think about when we was talking here was you talking about trying to locate cookers and stuff.
Uh-huh.
You might consider, you know, we've got Henry County Traders, we've got Carroll County Traders. You might want to consider putting together a barbecue traders, a barbecue and a cute chat on something like that.
Well, it's funny you bring that up, because I am working on a new site, and it's going to cater more. It's going to be the everyday kitchen gourmet cook. It's going to be for the kitchen gourmet cook in his own kitchen. I'm going to have things posted for him. I'm going to have classic cookware and glassware on there also. You know, kitchen glassware, you know, because back in the 40s and 50s, 60s, they made some awesome glassware, some awesome serving platters, some good-looking stuff, you know, for the kitchen. And then I'm going to tie in the patio pitmaster, so to speak, because I have so many people calling me all the time wanting pits, wanting grills for their back deck. So I'm going to venture into this a little more. I believe it's really something exciting. I'm going to introduce, you know, a patio pitmaster unit up to the competitor, something bigger, and I might even start producing them and start building them. So, but it's going to be a barbecue trader's post also. So I'm just working on that right now, and I think it'll be really good. We'll get it out there, and I'm sure we can have some good response out of that. But
all
that
right,
is a good
I'm
going to
hang up and let you go on.
All right, brother. Hang up. Have a good night. We'll talk soon.
All right. You too.
All right. Thank you much. Good night. And that's always a pleasure to get to talk to Jim. He's a super great guy. I met Jim. I was at a car show doing actually catering the car show. Had my rig set up. One of my tents, a couple of tables, had the smoke rolling, had barbecue going out the door, had ribs on, barbecue bologna, guys, if you know, barbecue bologna is always a big hit around here, had it rolling out, had some awesome gourmet slaw to go on these barbecue sandwiches, and on the burgers, the bratwurst. Had it all set up. Had a pretty nice little setup. Catering had Jim come up. We started talking. I met him. and he was really interested about going, wanting to go to a competition. You know, as well as I do, especially the ones that cook all the time, you've got people that's really interested and want to get involved and just really don't know which way to turn. So what I did, you know, I said, sure, man, you can go with us when our next competition, see what it's like, see what's going, you know, what we're going to do, how it goes down. And he does, and he has a great time. He enjoys himself, and we enjoy showing him what we do, you know, which most of our secrets aren't secrets, because you got to put some passion and some love into what you're doing, especially how you're prepping that food, how you're cooking it, how you're paying attention to it, how you're turning it in, presenting it to the judges. You know, it takes some love. And he was there through the whole thing. It actually turned off cold. We had a little fire pit going. We all huddled around the fire, had a good night. We stayed up all night pretty much. And had a good cook, and did get some calls the next day, and did wind up getting the last call. And just had a great time with that. And you know as well as I do, when you get that last call, it's always a good feeling. It makes you feel good about what you've done that weekend. It makes you feel good. The pain goes away from staying up all night, standing up all night. When you're a little bitty guy like me, 3'10", 3'20", and standing up, staying on your feet all night, there's definitely a little wear and tear. So, you know, it makes that pain go away when you get that last call, and y'all know what I'm talking about. But we had a good time, and he really enjoyed it. It inspired him to go. He wants to build him a rig. He wants to go start trying to compete. And, you know, that's what I say. That's what I talk about. I've said many times, you know, the barbecue competition, if you're just kind of thinking about it and wanting to go one time, go. Take you a couple Webers. Take your smoker. Pull your grill off your back patio or your back deck. Load it up on a trailer. Take some totes, a few seasons, and go and have a good time. You'll meet a lot of great people these barbecue competitions. You would just not meet a better class and caliber of people at barbecue competitions, let me tell you. And once you do that, you know, you've started something that's going to last forever. I guarantee it. It'll last the rest of your life. It's funny how things work out. I met some people at each competition I go to. I never knew them before. I met them there at the competition. And, you know, we talk once a week, twice a week, every week seems like. We're always back and forth on Facebook, just having a great time with that. And you just make friendships that just don't go away. As a matter of fact, a friendship that I made when I went to Tupelo, Mississippi at the Don't Be Cruel Barbecue Duel, made a good friend, made several good friends there, met several people there, and just had a great time. But, you know, they've just turned into great friendships. Been in Kentucky, and next KCBS event we had, had the pleasure of meeting Cody and Kobe Archie, which, if any of you are listening out there, you know, I'm sure some of you listening out there knows who Lulu's Barbecue is. You know, Cody started calling into my show and just had a great time, and things happened where he was able and got his own show, and he's doing a great job too, having a good time with you. And I'm proud of him. He's a fine fella. If you ever meet him in person, you won't forget him, that's for sure. But, you know, friendships happen like that, and it's all through barbecue competitions. And then once you get into that, I mean, it's on from there, and there's no stopping it, that's for sure. I just have a great time with it. I just have a really great time with it. I really enjoy it. I think if you would try it, listeners out there, guys, if y'all haven't been to competition, go. I encourage you to go. If you know me and there's one close by, you're welcome to come hang out at my camp, my cook site. I mean, because you'll have a great time, you'll enjoy what you're doing, you'll learn some stuff, you'll meet a lot of great people, and that's what it's all about. So I'm just, you know, that's an open invite anytime, anytime, anywhere I'm there. You know, you're welcome to hang out at my place. We'll have a good time, that's for sure. And I just encourage everybody to go and go cook. You know, these guys from South Carolina, a lot of great guys that way, Georgia, you know, you got Tennessee, you got Missouri, you got Kentucky, you got North Carolina. It goes as far as California, you know, Texas, all kind of pitmasters out there in Texas, a bunch of great guys out there. I just can't say enough. You know, you got one of some of my buddies out there, S&S Pit Crew, Pitmaster Robert, Gabe. Them guys are awesome guys to talk with. Anytime we can do anything for each of us, we do it. You know, they're great guys. Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters, again, you know, he's got an awesome product. He's got this new rub that's out, and it's mighty fine. You know, if you like something that's got a little saltiness to it, a little sweetness to it, it's got some heat to it, give him a call or look up on his his website, westtexaspitmasters.com. He'll hook you up, take care of you. I guarantee you like it. You got my word on that, because it's mighty fine. And I approve this message. How about that? Because it's spot on. Callers out there, listeners, get us call in. Give us something to talk about. We'd love to talk about Pitmasters tonight. The number to call is 347-202-0263. We can have a great time talking about it. We'll talk about any subject you want to talk about. Just bring it on, and we'll get it on. How about that? So call in, give us something, give us a topic to talk about, because I am here ready to talk about it. The number to call is 347-202-0263. Would love to hear from you. It's just like talking on the phone, as simple as pie, nothing to be nervous about. We'll have a great time doing it. Give me a call, and I'm excited to have you on the show, because this is what the show's all about you and the Q, baby, and that's what it's going to be about. So give us a call in, and let us hear. Give us a topic. Let us hear how we're doing. Give us a heads up. Just say hi if you want to. Talk 5 minutes. Talk 15 minutes. Talk 25 minutes. It doesn't matter to me. It's all barbecue here. Give us a call. 347-202-0263 is the number to call. You know, there's a couple recipes that I want to go over tonight. They're pretty awesome recipes. A couple of new ones that I've looked at and going to work on this week. One of them is a buttermilk barbecue sauce. You know, it just sounds good to me, because I'm a buttermilk lover. But buttermilk barbecue sauce, it's very simple to make. It sounds easy, and it sounds like it's really going to be good. Now, it's actually made to go on chicken, pork chops, and I don't know if y'all have ever had one, but this is a big thing in Kentucky. Around Tennessee, you don't have a lot of it. And I'll bring it up tonight, is a pork burger. It's a ground pork burger. You just don't hear of that around here ever, pork burgers. But in Kentucky, you know, I hear a lot of guys cooking those, a lot of fundraisers going on. They're using pork burgers instead of hamburgers. And this buttermilk barbecue sauce, I really think it will go fine on a grilled pork burger or a grilled smoked chop. But it's really simple to make. It's pretty tasty. You're just going to take, basically, what you're going to take, you're going to take your favorite barbecue sauce, your homemade sauce, kick it up, give us, we're going to do a small mix where you can try it out. So write this down, guys. Try it out. A half a cup of barbecue sauce, okay? Your sauce, your homemade sauce, half a cup of sauce, all right? We're going to add, let's add a cup of cider vinegar, apple cider vinegar to this, all right? So we're thinning that out. We're basically making it a vinegar-based mopping sauce so far. Well, I want to sweeten it up a little bit, depending on the sauce you use, but I like to sweeten mine up a little bit. So I want you to add about a quarter cup of brown sugar to this. All right? When you do this, when you add this brown sugar, that's going to sweeten her up a little bit and darken it up a little bit. All right? And once you do that, here's where it comes in. I want you to bring all that to a low boil, simmer it, mix it together, let it cook for a few minutes. Reduce the heat to low. Keep stirring the bottom, make sure it doesn't stick. Follow what I'm saying, okay? Once you remove it from the heat, after it's cooked for a little while, you keep it stirred where it's not stuck on the bottom of the pan, then I want you to add a quarter, to a half a cup of buttermilk. Start out with a quarter cup and whisk in that buttermilk and that sauce. Now let me tell you, it's going to lighten it up. It's going to make it look different than you're used to. Add it up. Just add that. Bring it on in. Whisk it in and see what it looks like. All right? Once you do that, and what I always do when I finish my sauce up, I like to salt it to taste. All right? So a little salt and pepper. You're not making a big batch here, so a little salt and pepper to taste. And voila, you got it, my friend. And that's going to be a killer barbecue sauce. That's going to be a Hall County buttermilk barbecue sauce. And just try it out. Not wasting a lot if you don't like it. But I guarantee you it's going to be something different, and it'll grow on you, and you're really going to like it. So that's one of the recipes of the night right there. So just try that out, see what you think. Post it on my Facebook page. If you want to email me at hogcountycookers.com. hogcountycookers@yahoo.com or letstalksmokeshow@yahoo.com. Either way, if you want to email, if you don't, just message me privately on Facebook. That'll be fine. I'm curious to hear what you got to say about it. Give me a call, guys. 1-347-202-0263. It's real easy to do. Call in and let's talk barbecue, and you will have a great time. I guarantee it, once you call in once, you're going to call in again and call in again. It's addictive. That's why I keep doing it. I just have a great time. I enjoy doing it. I enjoy meeting everybody and talking with them and becoming friends with them. And it's just that easy. It's that simple. And once you start this, you can't stop it. I'm telling you, it's that addictive. And just give us a call and we'll have a good time. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about and be glad to have you, because this show here is all about you and the Q now. That's what it is. That's what it's going to continue to be. You know, we have listeners from all over the country, as far as California, Mississippi, Texas, Kentucky, Missouri, Ohio, it just goes on and on. South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, Florida. We just have listeners. We have callers from all over the country and love to have you to call in. The number to call is 347-202-0263. Let's talk smoke tonight. Let's get it on. Let's light the fire. Let the smoke roll. That's what it's all about. Right here on BarbecueSuperstars.com, BlogTalkRadio.com. Just have a great time. Just call in and let's get it going. I'm going to try play a little Christmas music tonight. I don't get to do that very often, but we're going to get one in queue in just a few seconds and try to let her rock and roll here. This is a good old Christmas song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open file. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
All right, tell me that won't put you in a Christmas spirit. Looks like we got a, I got my good friend calling in tonight, James Brawler, a.k.a. Goob of Team Grilling and Chilling. It's an honor to have you on the line tonight with us. How you doing?
How you doing, brother?
I am doing great. Just talking a little barbecue tonight. Just having a good night. Been Christmas shopping all day today. God had to hurry up and get home with the show, ready to rock and roll and get it on the air.
I feel for you, brother. I feel for you.
I'm telling you.
You've been out amongst them today, then.
I have been out amongst them, in between them, behind them, in front of them, all around them, let me tell you.
Well, I've been home all day, man. I've cooked about, I don't know, about 15 or 20 comps today on Pitmasters. And, I'm jacked up and ready to go. I think I could have took them all. Randy Hill just turned in that whole buzzard a while ago, and I think I could have took him.
Oh, Randy, if you're listening out there tonight, brother, we
I think I could have took him.
Yeah. Well, you know, he was trying to impress him on a little different concept, you know, and it just didn't impress him too much, did it?
Hey, I've been there. Sometimes when you get there, you think, man, this is the show. This is a big show I've got to do. And sometimes it'll knock you off your game, and, you know, you need to practice that at home several times before you bring it, you know.
Oh, I'm telling you, so you bring it to the table. That's right.
That's right. And, tell them away.
I know it. But
actually,
you know,
I had a little opportunity this afternoon for dinner. I mean, I was kind of inspired by watching that. I'm hoping this year we're going to pick up a pretty good beef sponsor, and so if I'm gonna do that, I got to cook beef. So I get out here and worked on a little flank steak, and it's beautiful. Actually, a beautiful afternoon here in West Tennessee. It was cloudy and everything, but, you know, it's warm. I'm standing outside right now in shorts and a T-shirt, talking, you know.
Yeah, it's been warm all day today, and, unseasonably warm for December, sure is, and it's great cooking weather, but it's bad winter weather.
That's right. Well, you know, you just kind of get your mind in the right psyche and stuff. Of course, I mean, like I said, just what I said a while ago, you know, Randy, you got to practice that shit at home, brother. So, I mean, you know, and we're not going to have that many more days of this 50, 60-degree weather here to practice. First thing you know, we're going to roll over January. We're going to roll over February. We're going to have bad weather. You can't get out. You can't get out and cook and stuff like that. And it'll be comp time again. I mean, we'll be all sitting at the table going, what happened, man? And I ain't practiced crap. You know, I ain't even cooked the brisket all winter, you know. And so you got to, of course, lots of times your mind's on other things, but I thought, man, I got to get out and do this. This is a good day. I got to get out and do it. Got to practice a little bit. Get one in the books. Just do my times. Work on my times a little bit. So.
I know, and you're right about that. I mean, you know, because and the thing about working on time is it gives you a layout and gives you an idea. But
that's
down
right. You've got to have it if you're competing.
I'm telling you, you know, and how some of this meat is nowadays. You know, you can take two pieces of meat and cook it two identical pieces of meat as far as weight wise, and you're going to have two completely different products. And you cook it the same way.
That's right.
I mean, one might be rock star on the money. The next one might be throw that shit away, pardon my French.
Well, you know, I find that a lot. I get it more. Well, I mean, I get it in just about everything, though. But I mean, you know, ribs and stuff like that. You'll have some ribs, and you'll be using that brand, man. And it's kicking right along, and all at once, you'll hit some tough ones, you know, and you don't even understand why.
I mean,
there's really no reason. You look at it and say, man, that thing was pretty. I mean, it trimmed up good and everything. And, you know, you go to pull it apart, and damn, feels like a rubber band. And you cook it a few times, and the temperature, everything's the same. You go, what happened? So, lots of times they kick that old hog in the side before they kill him, you know.
he sold up,
his meat ain't no count no more. And only him, right that last minute, knows that. So.
That's right. They whooped that with ugly sticks, what they did.
He said, you ain't getting no more of me. I'm going to be tough the rest of my life. And he'll follow it to your supper table, all the way into your box until the judge's table.
That's right. They'll say, we're going to show them boys. We're going to mess them up at comp time, turning.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Have you had an opportunity to watch any of the Pitmasters today?
No, I hadn't got to see a darn one of them, and I've been upset about it the whole day.
It's awesome to see some of those guys, you know, and they're your friends and acquaintances that you've met, you know, in the past year or so and stuff, and you got to talk to them and stuff, and it's kind of awesome to watch them get out there and play. You know what?
That's right.
You know, it's awesome to watch them make the same mistakes. I mean, you know, I'm going to assume, you know, these guys that's on TV and stuff, they've made their way. You know, they filled out an application and people know who they are. And, you know,
right.
these producers and stuff said, hey, somebody, he's got a following of so many people that tune in and watch him, and so many people are tuning in and watch him, so many people are tuning in and watch him. You know, so I've got to assume, and it's awesome to get up to actually sit there and kind of say, man, they make the same mistakes I do. You know, you don't want to make them over and over, but you even make them after it's your 100th cook or your 200th.
That's right.
You know.
Well, they're real people too, you know.
Sure, that's right. And a lot of people that's watching that needs to understand that. I don't know how many, you know, people are novices listening to the show tonight or professionals or, you know, somewhere in between.
Right.
That's right. They're people too, you know. And that's the cool thing about this sport is, you know, the your highlight, you know, we're watching the Super Bowl. We're getting ready. We're watching playoff games here. You know, we're in the, you know, Final Four here. You know, and these people, instead of being some, you know, rock star driving down in a, you know, Lamborghini these people are, they wear blue jeans, they wear shorts, they wear Crocs. They, you know, they're the same people we are. They drive Ford trucks, you know.
That's
and
right.
It's kind of cool to watch that and see something that you're involved in and stuff. Be televised. Say, damn, them people just like me.
That's right.
That's
kind of
cool.
Exactly,
I was excited today when my wife came in there this morning about 9 o'clock. I was doing some stuff in the kitchen. She said, Pitmaster's going to be on all day. I said, damn, just bring them my food and bed, baby. I'm a fat
right.
cat,
you
and I'm laying up here. I'm going to watch this and lick that in.
That's right. Get every minute in and soak it up. Just have a good time, you know. Because when we watch this stuff, we almost just feel like we're right there with them, you know.
That's right. And, you know, I watch them say, damn, man, come on, you know, you know better than that, or, man, that's a good-looking boxer, you know.
I know, you know,
when you're standing back, it's kind of the same thing. You're just kind of living it through them. When you're standing back in the crowd, and, hey, they done called you once, and they done called you twice. And you got another call over here, you got a mention. You know, you're fixing to walk, same thing, watch them. I've got it fired up. You know, I'm right there behind them. Damn, man, you know, he's got it, you know.
And what's good about that, it don't matter if we watch it one time or 100 times, we still
right
there on the edge of our seat watching, you know.
I can't wait if it comes to ABC, NBC, CBS. They're going to get to look at my pretty face when it does that.
That's right.
I'm going to go to the show.
I'm ready to go, too. Let's all go. Hell, I'm ready to have a good time.
That's right.
Let the smoke go, baby. I'm ready.
I can do all the same stuff they're doing, and I can entertain them. I'm pretty
right.
sure
you know, we,
for them. They want to watch.
We got a little country in us, don't we?
That's right. Hell yeah. They'll enjoy it as much as anything they ever ate, probably.
That's right. We'll put a little of that color commentary in with it, boy, and then we'll just have
absolutely.
One go time. That's right.
Yeah. I've been described as a colorful friend.
That's right. You are a colorful friend. I love you to death. You know, you're my brother, and that's what it's all about. You're a colorful friend. We like,
that's
and when we get together, we're like a big old box of Crayolas. We let the color out. Boy, I'm telling you.
That's right.
But you
what do you got going on tonight? I called in just all about. I hope you wasn't in a serious conversation with anybody that knew anything
well,
what they were talking about.
You know, I've had a few callers in. I managed to get a couple on. Just had a, you know, just been basically covering my ground and talking about barbecue superstars some and talking about
awesome man, awesome. It's growing. I mean, I get to participate some with you and. And I do watch. I mean, I keep up with Daryl and everything. Man, it's awesome. It's growing. I feel like that. You know, just getting involved and getting all this hell still on the ground floor. You know, I mean, it's growing
yeah.
like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, it's going to explode
leaps and
in 2013.
Bounds.
I'm so excited. It's going to explode in 2013. I really wish we just had the money, or we had some big sponsors come in and say, hey, we want y'all to cook all over the country next year, and it's on.
That's right.
You know.
That's right. Oh, yeah, like I said, I can entertain them, I promise you. We'll bring a show. And cook
yeah,
some good stuff, man. Cook some good stuff. That's what I've been working today. I've been on theater. Of course, you know my spelling, man. I ain't much on that. I'm better at talking than I am the clerical
yeah,
end of it. But been working all day trying to get my year end in total, you know. Together and kind of get a little thing together and put it out there, you know, for people to know who you are. You know, you got to do that. I got to kind of take it to, it's not bragging or anything like that, but you got to put it out there and let people know who you are. If you don't, I mean, there's no need to doing it. You know what I mean? If you're not going to try to strive to do better and next year try to pick up some sponsors and stuff.
That's right.
You know, you're going to if your horn's blowing, you're going to have to toot a little bit and put it out there.
That's right. You got to toot it and let everybody know what's going on. And, folks, I'll interrupt real quick. Keith here, he has won state grand championship this year for the Moose Lodge Circuit Cook. That was a big honor, wasn't it, Keith? I sure
was. You know, the guys and stuff, and you mentioned it a while ago, I heard right as I was, you cut me in, as you were talking about the people and stuff. And today as I was writing this and kind of covering the gear and everything, you know, King Key, how good of people that I've met that I consider my friends and quality people. You know, I mean, it's unbelievable. And the Moose has a little circuit that they do. It's six cooks throughout the year, you know. And, of course, just like in all of it, you know, you're number one, whoever accumulates the most points wins the state grand champion. And I kind of – people that's listening here that are from Tennessee and stuff, and you know, in Mississippi, Alabama, around and stuff, you don't have to be from Tennessee. You do need to be a Moose member, and you know, man, I'm talking about cooking against some rock solid cookers. I mean, these guys are not just, I mean, they're not just backyard cookers. They're doing this circuit. Some of these have been on this little old trail here for 4, 5, 6, 7 years. You know. They're cooking, and, you know, some of these guys, when we go over, you know, deep into West Tennessee, some of those teams over there, you know, they're cooking in Memphis and May. I mean, it's not just a little slack thing. I consider probably cooking against some of the best cooks in Tennessee.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these guys are out there doing it every month. You know what I'm saying? They're doing it every week. They're doing it every month. They're doing this circuit every month. Through the summer, and then they're picking up anything in between, just like you know, my wife and I, Lisa. That's what we do, you know.
Right.
So yeah, it was a big honor for us to win it. I don't want to say much more about it, but like I said, it was
we
cooked against in order to win that, we cooked against hundreds of teams all summer long, and come out. You know, I mean, I was just honored. So.
Yeah. Well, it is an honor, and I was proud for you. I mean, that was a big accomplishment, and you know, you cooked against
top teams that have just done this for years and years and years, some good old boys that know how to cook.
That's right. And, now, these guys know how to cook. That's right.
I mean, you're not coming up against somebody who's trying to figure out how to cook a hot dog.
Now, these old boys, that's right. You know, they got their times, they got their temps, they got their seasoning. You know, they're either making it or they're ordering it all over the country. They just let me, man. They're watching Pitmasters every show. They're reading everything they can find on Barbecue Superstars. They're listening to your show. They're listening to Cody's show. They're trying to pick up anything. I mean, these guys are serious. I mean, I just, anybody that's, you know, listening, go up to your local Moose Lodge and ask about it. And get involved. Join up there. I mean, that's a heck of an organization. We
that's
help
right.
the children all over the nation and stuff and put people through college, kids through college and school and stuff. I mean, it's a great organization. And get out here, bring your cooker, get out here and compete. That's a local trail that you can follow, you know, if you only win you a state championship.
Oh, yeah.
But you got to beat me first, brother. You have to knock the king off the hole, off the top of the hill.
Well, the thing about it is, now, you done had your limelight. You've already been in the limelight. You done had your 15 minutes. It's somebody else's turn now. Somebody's going to have to step in.
That's right. And you know what I mean? And I know these guys, a lot of the guys, you know, I know from our local chapter. But like I said, we traveled all over Tennessee and stuff and cooked and stuff. And a lot of guys, I've got to meet these other guys.
Yeah.
Stuff. But you know what I mean? I've just watched it since my wife and I've got involved, and we're serious. You know what I mean? You know, a lot of guys party stuff. Hey, I've watched guys party and, you know, and think they can pull off a window. Man, they're straightening up. They're getting serious. You know, I'm watching these guys that love to have a good time. You know, and they're having a good time, don't get me wrong, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
they're indulging the adult beverage, and I've seen these guys, you know, they're cleaning it up, man. They're bringing their stuff. Hell, they got all their stuff, you know, together. And I see them checking clocks and doing temperature probes. And I'm thinking, it was easy this year. I ain't going to say it was easy. By no means it was. Wasn't. But, I mean, next year's going to be tough because these guys said, hey, you know, Keith, he's going to knock it out again. I mean, he'll come back, and I know he's going to be serious. So they're bringing their game. And the level of competition went way up this year. I mean, when we started off and then how we got to the end of the year, I've seen some teams that I knew didn't have a bird dog chance. And at the end of the year, I thought, I got to beat him. You know, the only way we're going to win this championship, that I've got to post a high number of him or he's going to come get me.
That's right.
You know, that was awesome, actually, to watch the level of the competition. Just keep rising, keep rising, keep rising. You know, people like, they were digging out rubs. And, you know, I was hearing stories about people buying rubs and buying 5-10 pounds and giving some kind of astronomical number, you know, dollar amount to buy it just to come and compete, you know. And that was kind of awesome.
That's right. You know, and they did it, you know, these guys, yeah, they were taking it serious. I mean, we take it serious. We love to have fun. And it's a great thing to do. But now, guys, I'm going to tell you, when we go to compete, we're in it to win it. You know, we're there to cook, and we're there to put our A game and our game face on, and we're ready to rock and roll. And
yeah, that's right. There's a lot of things that you get involved in stuff. And then, like I said, once you ever feel like if you ever get a sniff of a win or they call your name one time and stuff, then – all you want from here on in is to hear your name called. And then you're going to kind of move to the direction that you expect to hear your name called. You know what I mean? You're going running with confidence. And the first thing you know, you've got a good cooking team that's out there, you know, participating and there's a threat to go anywhere and win at any time. You know,
that's how it involves.
I mean, that's how, you know, one day you think, boy, wouldn't it be great? And then all once you get a sniff of that winner, all at once they start calling your name, and all at once you know you're top five, you're top ten, and all at once you're you know, then you
That's
you
right.
know, you just you keep excelling.
That's right. That's exactly right. And that just the game just gets stepped up, you know, it's just stepped
That's
up.
Right.
And
you know, and that's going to happen. You know, this barbecue day, I mean, we've been barbecuing. They've been barbecuing all over the world. You know, it's kind of fun to go back and look at the roots of where barbecue started in Africa and stuff, curing meat and all that stuff. But now that it's kind of, you know, like I said, you're always, you know, you're a kind of a gourmet chef, you know what I mean? You're always trying to look at flavor profiles and how to step up. And see, that's going to be more and more and more. And I know it. I'm not that sharp on stuff. So, I mean, but I try to read and, you know, like shows like this and, you know, Barbecue Superstars and Pitmaster. Man, I've watched them 10 times just to see if I miss some because
right,
I know
right.
Next year I might not be a state champion if I don't do it.
That's right. You got to stay on the A game. I mean, once you get
right.
in it, once the smoke starts flowing through them veins, it's
that's
on
right.
after that. And I always say that on the show. It's on. And, you know, you can start out going and cooking on a Weber or a smoker and competing. And once you get that and you start that, you're hooked and you're going to go to another one and another one and another one and another one. And,
Yeah, you got to kind of watch it, actually. I mean, you know, unless you're Will Farris, you got to watch it. First thing you know, you'll be barbecuing and not making a house payment. It's like drugs, man. You get hooked on it, you're hooked. You know, it's been a long time. I've said this before on the show. It's been a long time since old dude been able to knock a softball over the fence or run a 40-yard dash in 5 to 4 minutes. But they still
right.
call my name and say I'm a pretty good, you know, pretty good pet master. I can get up there and cook with them, and that's awesome. And that's what you're after. Once you ever hear it, it's on. I mean, you can't say,
it.
Man, they're cooking down there. I've got to get there. I don't care. I'll
that's
huff
right.
a lot more, man. I got to get there. I'll ride a lot more. Got to get there. You know?
That's exactly right. You spend that electric bill money, and you know you got to go, and you got to do. You got to do.
Right. That electric bill. I said, here's $100, here's $100, here's $100, here's $100. Damn, I'm going to win that much. Pay that electric
that's
bill.
Right.
That's cool. Load, baby, load the stuff up. Grab a bag of ice. Let's roll.
Let's go, son. Let's light the fire. I'm telling you. I
that's
know
right.
exactly what you're talking about.
Tired, baby. We're fixing to light some fires. Let's go. Let's roll.
Yeah, I know. You know, we got listeners out here all over the country on the radio show tonight. And I always encourage them to call in. We have a great time. We want them to call in. It's what this show's about. It's about you. It's about me. It's about Lance Moore in Texas. And Lance, I got you on hold, and I'm going to get you in here, dude. We got a great guy coming in on here in a minute.
Listen to Lance every once in a while. I think the man him hooked it up just right.
Yeah, he's a fine fella. I got another caller coming in, looks like. Robert Taylor Smokehouse Farms.
Awesome.
Robert,
he does awesome things.
Yes, he does. He does a lot of fundraisers. We're going to get you on, too. Just let me work this board and get it happening, and we're going to bring y'all in. Let me see if I can get one. Let me see if I can get Lance coming in first. He's been holding for a few minutes. Lance, you are there with us. You live and in charge.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Good.
Thanks for having
how you
Lance
doing tonight?
Well,
good. Welcome to the show tonight. I've been telling everybody how good your rub is. I've got it on
meat.
I hadn't cooked it yet, but I like it. I sure appreciate it. I've been trying to get it out there over the air tonight, so hopefully it'll help you out. That's what it's all about, helping one another out. It's a good flavor. It's a good flavored rub. It's got some heat to it. I like that. You know, it's actually got a little heat. It's got a little more heat than most of the rubs around here, you know, local, and I like the heat, you know. It's got a good touch of salt in it, and it's got the right amount of sweetness. I mean, I've told everybody, I guarantee them, if they try it, they're going to like it. That's just not a doubt. And I sure appreciate you sending me some, and I've got some on a rack of ribs right now that I'm probably going to do a midnight cook tonight and have a little baby back waiting on me here shortly.
Good deal. Well, I appreciate you helping me get it out there. And I hope you enjoy it. Like I said, that's kind of a hard thing, kind of getting that stuff started. But you know, guys like you guys is helping out greatly.
Well, you know what? You know, I love it when I'm able to help somebody, and it feels good when somebody's able to help me. You know, that's that old fashioned business that started hundreds of years ago, and it's going to continue to go. Until the end of time, you know, it's what it's all about. It's real, and I believe in it. But now I want you to meet Keith Brawner. His name is Goob,
Just call me too, Blaine. I appreciate it, man.
He's got his team grilling and chilling here, West Tennessee team. He's a mighty fine fellow. He's got an awesome team. Give him a shout out. Talk to him for a minute. I'll let y'all have it for a minute.
Lance, I was sitting here listening, and I seen that on Facebook. Chris, now, Chris is good. He posts all that stuff, and it goes out to my friends, your friends, and, you know, by the time we get done, it goes across the barbecue world. But do you just have a basic rub formula, and then for like ribs and chicken and stuff, do you build off of one base formula, or do you have?
Yeah, I mean, that rub, I mean, essentially, I've used the same rub for chicken and ribs all year, you know, out in competition, and, you know, kind of tweaked it until I got it to where I liked it. But, yeah, I mean, it's essentially, you know, the same base either way that you go with it. And, you know, just what he said, I mean, you know, it's kind of a brown sugar base, and
right.
It's got some cayenne and stuff like that in there.
Right. Yeah. You know, and I kind of do the same thing of, you know, I've got a base, and then if it's ribs, I make it a little sweeter and a little hotter and stuff. And that's what I was wondering. Are you marketing, you know, like a chicken rub and a rib rub and a butt rub and a, you know, brisket, you know, dust or rub or whatever? Or are you just taking and kind of personally for yourself, taking that formula and just tweaking it back and, you know, to what you think it ought to be for each category,
well,
each meat?
And- Yeah, I've got a brisket rub I've been working on, and it's going to be the next that I get out there. Hopefully by the spring, I should have it out on the market. And you know, it's different. Of course, it's got a lot more salt in it for the beef. And then I've got some a couple of brines and stuff that I'm hoping to, you know, have out this year too, or next year, I guess actually. You know, hopefully by next summer, you know, I'll have 4 or 5 products out there.
It's a slow process. You just can't jump and go in there and you get you one night and say, I'm going to make all this stuff and get it out there. I mean, it's got to be tested. You've got to test it. You need to hand it to your buddies that you rely and trust on to, you know, take it and test it before you put it out there and put your name on it.
Yes, sir. You know, that's where, you know, we've had pretty good luck this year. You know, I cook in, you know, probably 3 different sanctions, Kansas City, Lone Star over here, Burp Society at IBCA. And they posted results, I guess, the other night. And it's kind of still unofficial. But, you know, in the IBCA, they're telling me that they tracked over 2,000 members this year in points. And I think we ended up 48th out of over 2,000 teams. So.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, I've been listening a little bit, and, you know, listening to Randy, and you know, I'm thinking about crossing, jumping the ditch. I call it Mississippi the ditch. I think about running across there and jumping the ditch. I said, I can't come to participate and play, you know.
Well,
we're here in Western, see, that's not that far, you know what I mean? I'm thinking about getting out there and getting after it.
Well,
dude,
he
likes to
come
travel.
Come on over anytime you want to.
Yeah, I didn't have to ride long just for the go along for the ride.
Yeah, but brother, you can do the talking and I'll be the color.
Yeah, you can be the colorful friend. That's right.
Colorful commentator. That's right. Every once in a while, you just hand the mic back to me, and once in a while, I'll holler, hell yeah, hallelujah, let's let the smoke roll, brother.
That's it. That's how you got to do it. Well, Lance, let me chime in real quick. What do you think about Barbecue Pitmasters and I? The first one out of the gate is your home state of Texas. What's your thoughts on Pitmasters and
I? I like it, and matter of fact, I mean, you know, some of it's going to be one of the guys coming in tonight. You guys have talked to a little bit, and it's Ernest Sorrentis.
Yeah,
just competing tonight, and so it ought to be a good show, and you know, I think I kind of like this regional thing to where, you know, they're coming around and you know, coming into the different neighborhoods and eating and stuff like that, and bringing some of that into Texas and, you know, Kansas. I mean, everywhere else. I mean, I think that's a good thing, and you know, I hope they do more of those like that.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good show. You know, you got Ernest in there.
I was impressed with him on that Tough Show. Listen, brother, he makes us all look good. That fellow can cook. I mean, flipping some chicken out there. He can cook now. I'm excited to get to watch this episode because he's going to be tough, I promise.
That's right. And then you've got the team that's got the barbecue restaurant. Hold on, let me think about it for a minute.
Lockhart. Lockhart.
And who was the third and final contestant on there? Do you know?
I seen it earlier, but I couldn't tell you now.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, your Texas Cowboy steak. What is a Cowboy steak?
Well, I mean, what I was and how I grew up, I mean, and I've heard it a couple of ways. I mean, I've heard some people call a porterhouse that, but, you know, what I grew up with and what they considered a Cowboy steak where I come from was a bone-in ribeye, you know, a thick cut bone-in ribeye.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, I didn't know. I know they were saying Cowboy steak and brisket tonight is what they're going to be throwing down on. You know, that's what they're going to be letting the smoke roll on. And I didn't know if it was going to be, you know, T-bone, porterhouse, strip, ribeye. So it's going to be a bone-in ribeye, which I personally like to cook a ribeye with a bone in it. That bone just adds moisture and flavor in my book.
Yes, that's absolutely correct.
And you know, you just can't, around here, you have to basically order that special to get one. You just can't get it. And that standing rib roast, in my book, is one of the finest pieces of beef.
Yes, sir. You're exactly right.
You know, I mean, you got the fat, which I am a fat man. I love fat. I eat fat, and I don't want to throw it away. I'm going to eat it. I'm not calling any piece of meat from a beef. You know, I'm going to eat the fat. And
that ribeye, and then you add that bone and that egg. That's just a combination that you ain't going to beat. Now, you know, brisket, you know, they've got two different categories there with two totally different times. Frames, you know, they're cooking at. And
I know they cooked all night, you know, and they worked and filmed and shot all night when we were in Tupelo on Pitmasters when they were doing that particular episode last season.
Yeah, that was crazy. You look at the show and you think, oh, man, that was crazy. I stood there and watched and looked and I thought, oh, man, there's more to it than, this is like a soap opera. There's more to it than what I'm seeing, you know.
That's right. That's right. And, it was crazy. And, I'm excited about watching it and looking forward to it, really looking forward to it. And I know it's going to be fun, but that enlightens me a little bit. I'm just curious to see if that Cowboy steak tonight is going to be a bone-in ribeye. And, you know, that's a cook that's going to take, you know, depending on how thick it is, 5-10 minutes, you know, because I like my medium rare. And then you got brisket that's going to turn into a few hours. And I'm just really excited about watching it. You know, that's the talk of the barbecue world right now is the Pitmasters. And I'm excited, you know. I kind of had a little thrill. I thought I was actually going to get to be in Pitmasters this past season. I sent a video out in and didn't hear anything. You know, I didn't hear a yes, a hell no, or a hell yeah. You know, I didn't hear anything for a while. And I was really kind of excited thinking, you know, I might actually get to be on. And it turned out that it was a no, but eventually. But you know, it wasn't turned down as soon as it started. And then I had a good friend say, "Hey, I'm cooking in it in Kansas City, and I want you to come help me at the Royal." And that was Blues Hog Barbecue, and things transpired, and he wasn't able to go either. But you know, I had two exciting times there this past year of just excitement. But,
you know what they call that, don't you? Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. You got some people looking at you. They know you're ready to play. It's just, you know, you just got to get up there. They just got to put you in and let you hit.
I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. I'm all into it myself. I would do it in a heartbeat.
And, I would love to do something like that. That'd be your 15 minutes for sure, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Just have a big old time, though. I mean, I'm just gonna grin and bear it, and just have a big time and cut up and just let it roll. I mean, that's just what it's all about. Well, guys, we've got some more callers in here. Let me see if I can cue them in. I know we've got looks like Taylor Smokehouse Farms is on cue. We're gonna get him in and see how he's doing. We've also got looks like Assault from the Sky Barbecue Team, Roy Powell on the line. We're going to try to get Roy in. And we've also got, looks like, Pirate Pork Keith Webb on the line. So let's see if we can cue him in and see what's going on with these crazy cats tonight. I think it's going to cue in. All right, let's see, it cued in. All right, live, you're on with us. Looks like Pirate Pork's on. Pirate Pork, how you doing? No, we've got Roy Powell on the line with us, it looks like. Roy, how about it? You on with us?
Push the other button, Chris. Push the other button.
I'm clicking as fast as I can, brother. We
hey,
I don't know where they're going. Looks like we got I think Robert Taylor Smokehouse Farm is on now. Robert, you with us?
Hey, man. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, Cousin Ed. How you doing tonight, brother?
Oh, we're doing
you
good.
Made it.
Yeah. I'm actually just got home to the farm. I'm unlocking the gate, fixing to go in. We just got to have a church service tonight. And, of course, celebrating the Christmas season with a bunch of family and friends, and absolutely wonderful service tonight. Been listening to your show on the way home. I'd rather do that than listen to the radio.
Well, I appreciate that. I sure do. Glad to have you on. I know you've been doing some serious cooking in the last few days, haven't you?
Yeah, we were over at around Little Rock, over in a place called BB, Arkansas, at the high school. We cooked for the baseball team over there, as well as the baseball team at Jacksonville, North Little Rock. We had two cooks in the same night over in that area. Cooked about 6,000 pounds of meat.
That's kind of getting it done right there.
Yeah. But, well, we were humping to get it on. We went over to one location, then dropped the truck and trailer off, got the meat out, got it all seasoned, got it on and cooking, and turned around. Jumped in the other truck, and we all headed over to the other field and set it up, got all the meat out, got it on and cooking, and our friend come down from Bentonville, guy named, by the name of Scott Steele. I met him up in Joplin. We were up there cooking with OVR.
Yeah,
he likes to come down. It's a few hours trip for him as well. Somebody needs to meet that phone. There you go. But, we had a great weekend of cooking. Cooked about 664 bucks this weekend. And hopefully we made a lot of Arkansas folks happy for the weekend.
That's sure what it's all about. That's great. That's great. You got to do that.
Absolutely.
Well, Robert, we got Keith Bronner, a.k.a. Goob, with Team Grilling and Chilling here on the line with us. He's a good friend of mine, great fella. Keith, I don't know if you ever got to talk to Robert or not before, but he's a heck of a guy, too. And just give him a shout out. And then we've got Lance Moore from Texas on the line with us, West Texas Pitmasters. And we've got some great guys on the show tonight. Sure proud to have all of y'all. And just give him a shout out, guys.
Hey, how's it going tonight, Keith? Lance?
Good, how are y'all?
How are we doing? We're doing good. man, Keith, congratulations on that number one this year.
Well, I appreciate that, man.
I've been catching bits and pieces of it on the way home after I tuned in, but man, I tell you what, brother, you about need your own radio show. you got a great presence on the radio. Listening to you talk, you're exciting. You're enthusiastic. I love listening to you talk about your passion.
Well, you know, that's what it is. You know, what makes it so good, and Robert loved to talk about it, you know what I mean? Because it is a passion. It's become a passion with my whole family. I mean, Chris can well tell you, it's me and my wife and my five-year-old granddaughter, and we travel and do all the comps and stuff, and, you know, it's kind of an awesome, you know, awesome deal, you know.
Yeah.
So when you have a passion about that, when you have a passion on something like that, it's not hard to talk about it.
We sure go and have a lot of good times, don't we?
We do. That's right. We do.
I mean, if I don't get a call, I'm ready for him to get a call. If he gets a call, I know. And if he don't get a call, he's wanting me to get a call. I mean, you know, we're right there trying to help each other out. But you know, right there at the bottom, at the last minute, boy, we both hoping we get our names called. You know, we ready to walk.
Well, in our circuit over here and stuff, and things we've got going on, there's been rivalries throughout, you know, sports history, and that's what we're doing. We're actually, this is a sport, you know. It's kind of an endurance sport, you know, and it's a knowledge, and it's a thinking man's game. You know, I mean, you just can't come out here and start a fire, and you know, you've got to be doing it. I mean, when y'all are doing it, Robert, you know, thousands of pounds of meat. I mean, you can't mess it up. You got to know what you're doing. I mean, you got to know your times. You got to, you know what your cooks are doing, your temps and stuff. In my mind, I couldn't imagine. I thought, man, you could run thousands of dollars worth of meat.
Well, you are correct. I mean, and it doesn't really matter how many times you do it. I probably cook between me and my partners. We probably cook. Good grief! I'd hate to say how many tens of thousands of pieces of meat.
Man, that's just unreal.
And I'm telling you, it's just like the other night. I got up at, you know, we got the meat on, let's see, the second cook. I probably threw the switch on about 7:30 p.m. and had a couple of issues with the grill. And, you know, everything ironed out. But you have to, you know, I sleep in the truck just like y'all do. And I have to check things. But I got up between 3:30 and 3:45 in the morning. And I'm telling you, the big grill had 250 on it. It was done. And, you know, my clients aren't showing up till 6 a.m. to start pulling the meat. So you got to be able to hold it, you know. So we cut it back.
That's right.
And, you know, I had it's, you know, you kind of take an approximation across the board from top to bottom, left to right, of temps. And you kind of, you know, because you're cooking hundreds of pieces of meat, and you don't probe each and every one of them. You get a basic cross-sectional area. You know, if you're above 180, you're in good shape. You got something that hit 195.
Sure. Yeah, you ain't going to hurt nobody at 180. That's what I said. Do you do that? I mean, when you're just reaching in there, and I'm familiar with kind of the pitch you're using, are you just letting it roll and reaching in there and feeling the meat? Are you probing each piece of meat? Do you wrap all that meat or not? I don't mind. Yeah, hey, Rasky.
He's a wrapping machine when that shit gets ready.
I mean, I couldn't imagine. Could you imagine, brother? I'm telling you. Oh, I can't even get. I can't get my couple of shoulders and briskets wrapped, man.
I'm gonna tell you, them 50-something turkeys whip me, boy, whip me hard. I mean, they hurt me.
I'm telling you, you got to read my blogs on barbecuebackyard.com. I wrote some blogs about competitors, competition style barbecue cooking versus what I do, which is fundraising style. They're two totally different pigs. Yeah, we're both up all night long, and we're both cooking, but you're cooking with sticks and charcoals and mojo bricks. And I'm doing the cherry wood and propane, but you know,
right.
I've got some.
Still out in the big fire letting it roll.
I got 200,000 BTUs of propane smoking away that meat. But you talk about wrapping. Well, wrapping because of the rotisserie action, the cell basing action, and
right.
and my ability to control my smoke and wood through the use of propane or put the wood in a firebox, you know, I don't have to worry about my color because you know it's
right.
Like
you're gonna break everything down. You're gonna break everything down to eat. It's going on a sandwich.
No, I don't break anything down.
But you know what I'm saying. You're not going to have an on-site judge come by and say, you know, that's a little light, that's a little dark. It's all going to go in the same pot.
Right, but still, I mean, just like anything, you can look at some of the pictures of the meat, like the one I just posted on Facebook the other night. I mean, they're beautiful pieces of meat to go along
right.
with, and tender
right.
and flavorful. If you open up your piece of tinfoil and you're looking at a lump of charcoal,
that'd be my nightmare. I thought, man, something the monitor ain't
right,
and I've got thousands of people fixing to show up, and these kids are planning on paying for their high school this weekend, and
okay.
I don't burn it all up. What do you do? If something happens like that, you just unhook, leave the rig, and head for home, I guess. last time we seen Robert was a damn cloud of dust.
Yeah, I was never away. Yeah.
Oh, man.
No doubt.
No, you just don't do that. I mean, you don't miss.
Right.
And
right.
you don't. There's no room for it.
And that's what the reason I said that. I know there's not, and that's why I say you've got to know. I mean, you got to know your cookers. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You're scared of that you know, like I said, you would just unhook and have to run for the house, you know. And the same thing, like on the comp side, is if you're down there and you're spending your money and you're not big time sponsored, and you don't hear, you're scared that you won't hear your name called. So I mean, you're up, like I said, 3:30, 3:40. You're making sure everything's cooking and doing right. You know?
That's right.
Yeah.
I have to do the same thing, even though the circumstances are different. I still have to know where that meat is at 2 a.m. to 3 a.m.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Just like you comp cooking.
And just like this weekend, I mean, you know, that meat shouldn't have been that far along that quick, but you had the rain come in, the humidity, temperature was a lot warmer.
Right.
So it just changed your whole
environment.
Cook profile of what I was doing. And you know, fortunately with these are large, massive cooker, smoker, oven.
Right.
So basically all I got to do is dial it back to like a cook and hold type feature where when I get done and when the meat's done, I just hold it, okay? That was probably the earliest I've ever got meat done. Usually I'm bringing it in between 5:30 and 6, and when my customer shows up at 6 a.m., you know, get in line, get your list out, and get your coolers up here. We're fixing to pull some meat, brother.
Yeah.
They fixing to get hundreds of pounds of meat thrown at them in a pretty quick pace. You know, about 200. One person and one puller is about $200 an hour.
Well, how big a crew do you have, Robert? How many people are traveling with you? I mean, it's the same prep, it's the same everything. You're low. I mean, even though maybe you're not sitting there tweaking and putting a stick of wood in every 30 minutes or every hour to make sure that you just want that flavor profile, but you still got to prep it, you still got to unwrap it, you still got to put it on. I mean,
he's got to have a backup. That's right.
For 300, 350 pieces cooked, it's just me and Tim. You know, once we get to 400 to 500, I'll get an extra person in. You know, like there's three of us that did the one in Huntsville, which was their first time doing one. It was 536 pieces, and there was three of us.
Yeah, I've seen that when you posted that on Facebook. And that was awesome. I just got them. I just get amazed.
Yeah, yeah. He took some ass amount, quick.
We do... Now, Super Bowl weekend's coming up, and we've got about probably six clients that we do that weekend in particular. And right now, we're estimating it's typically 1,500 to 1,600 pieces. But if the sales go good this fall, I mean, this next month, like things have started to turn around, we could be looking at somewhere close to 2,000 pieces. Now, we'll probably have between 7 and 8 people on the cook doing all the work. we do 1,000 pieces at one time, and it takes us about 2 to 2.5 hours. We get the door open on the truck and start getting the boxes open and get the meat on the tables, get it rubbed down. Between the first, when the truck door goes up on the reefer truck, to the last door closes on the barbecue grill and throw the switches to get them going, there's about 2.5 hours for 1,000 pieces of meat.
Man, that's just, to me, you're blowing my, I mean, that just blows my mind. I've looked at your posts and stuff and how you've got the butts are just lying down the tables and you're putting, pounds and pounds and pounds and gallons of rub on them and stuff. And it just blows my mind to actually sit here and talk to you and kind of get some time on it, because I'm looking at that and thinking, they're working. Yeah. I mean, you're working your A double off. I mean, that's like I said, I just get out here, stuff and messing with 2 or 3 shoulders and a couple of briskets and stuff like that. And, and it's, you do this in the summertime, too. You're not just doing it here in the fall and the winter. Man, you're talking about some work.
Yeah, it is.
And the thing is what you don't understand, a lot of people don't understand is, it's just like I got home from Little Rock Saturday afternoon about 1-ish, and by the time, I got home, my hot water pressure washer was out. I got stuff out, got it started cleaning. The guy shows up.
I hear you, bro. I know what you're fixing to say now. It's not only that. It's the prep going and the prep coming home. You're my smoking grilling hero. I just don't see how. I mean, I'm just messing with my little operation and stuff. Now, when we're cooking, and I cook every weekend. Try to if there's a comp anywhere feasible where I can afford to go. You know what I mean? Last time, can't just travel there. But I mean, it starts on Monday and it ends on Sunday, and it starts on Monday. Even where I come from, that's 7 days a week, and that's just cooking.
Yeah.
And I'm still trying to run another business,
That's right.
And I just can't imagine doing thousands of pounds.
Yeah.
You just gotta have it right, and you got it right somehow. How did you ever come about getting this far along?
He's got an operation, no doubt. Let's see if we can get this other caller in. He's been on hold too. And I've got some patient guys here tonight. We sure appreciate all of them calling in.
I'm sorry about calling
the show. I believe this is Roy Powell, Solomon's guy. Who we got here?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Roy.
The one and only.
How you doing, my
friend?
Brother.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh. Man, it's great. It's great. You getting everything packed up?
Well, everything's packed up. We're just doing the final touches on our house here on post to clear, and that's about it.
Yeah, I read some of your posts and some of your neighbors or friends' posts there that don't leave no spots on the rug roller.
No, you
clean them up, they're bad.
Oh, I know. It's, living in military housing is totally different. And we ain't living on post in Colorado. We're living off post.
Look out now. Roy will be wild out there now.
Yep. That'll be all right. That will be all
right.
Yeah,
man, we're gonna miss you. I tell you, I am. I'm going to miss you personally. I've enjoyed every time that we've had the opportunity to talk and be together and cook. You're a fine cook, and you've got a fine family. I really admire you, the way that your kids love you and want to be with you and stuff, and that lets me know right there when I first met you and stuff that told me that you were a good person, man, and I'm going to miss you.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm going to miss a lot of people around here. I've got a lot of, new friends up here. I met you guys, and it's just turned into a long-time relationship, it ain't going to be the last time we see each other.
I'm just going to say, brother, this ain't your final farewell. You ain't just going to be a John Wayne right off into the dust, brother. We're still here. I mean, I guess these phones and this internet stuff does everything.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I'm looking forward to hearing back to how you're going to whoop up and kick on some of them boys out there in Colorado.
Well, I've already been in touch with two teams out there I've talked to here within the last couple weeks. So
did you tell them that you were coming from the barbecue mecca of the world, that when you got out there, that you would automatically be the state champion?
Tennessee, you know, you got the real flavor profile already bred in you.
Oh, I know.
That's right.
Yeah, they know that. So we'll see.
I'm expecting big things.
It'll be a good experience for you, that's for sure, Roy.
Where in Colorado are you going to?
Fort Carson, right there in Colorado Springs.
Oh, man, that's beautiful down through there, ain't it?
Yep. Yeah.
Don't they have like a block party out there in Denver like they do up in New York? Sort of like, you know, they got that Big Apple block party. Don't they have something like that out that way in Colorado?
I don't know. I could probably find out once I get there. I've already been in contact, you know, with a couple of people and a couple of competitions we're already looking at. So I'm already looking for the future out there.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's what it's all about. And once you get into that barbecue circuit there, there's no telling how many people you're going to meet. And old Rob Merriam, you know how he likes to travel. Hell, he'll wind up coming up here cooking again.
What I sit here thinking is, Ro, you go out there and you do a good job and you kind of show out and stuff, and then me and Chris roll in one day, jet plane flying, limousine riding, brother. Will you?
That's right. Whoa, Space Mountain, like Ric Flair, baby.
That's right.
No problem. I'll pick you up at the airport.
All right, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we'll roll in like Ric Flair, the nature boy.
That's right.
Yeah.
The four horsemen.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine is.
Yeah. You're pretty close to Texas now, too, so won't be far traveled down
that's
this
right.
way either.
That's right.
That's
Texas.
Right, Lance. You can ride up there with us and be one of the four horsemen.
Yeah,
there
you go.
You're riding a limousine, jet plane fly.
I'm telling you, it's going to be a big show wherever we go. It doesn't matter who's there. When we get there, they're going to turn the cameras on us. It's going to be
That's right.
I'll make sure that we have a police escort and everything into town.
As long as they escort us to jail, we'll be all right.
I'm probably going to police escort. There's probably not a doubt about that.
You know, that's like Randy Hill the other night.
That's right.
Lord of Mother. You know, he was on the show, him and Andy, and they were evidently at Randy's office. He's a doctor, and he was at their office. And I heard in the background this alarm going off, and they said, oh, that's weird a minute. A few minutes later, they had the police were there ready to take somebody down. So they lucky they didn't go to jail that night.
That's right. Lord of Mother.
I think he said, one of them said, Dr. Randy, is that you?
I saw that on Facebook, and I was wondering the whole story behind it. But
that's what it was. They were on the show. They were in his office, and that alarm was just going to town because, from what I understand, he didn't know how to turn it off anyhow. He just let it go until it went off.
Yep.
And a few minutes later,
we know what kind of IRC works.
It got quiet, and you heard somebody beating, banging. And a few, you know, and then he got quiet, and then the police had come in. Yeah, they going to take him to jail.
Yeah, they want to see some hands.
Yeah, we've got it on archives, so y'all go back and listen to the archives about 3 weeks ago. And this is recorded live on the Chris Chadwick Show right here on BarbecueSuperstars.com, the number one information. That's right. And
yeah, we're going to add that title: jet plane flying, limousine riding. That's one of yours, Daryl.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? But boy, yeah, I'm telling you now, Tupelo, that'll be a place to go, guys. I mean, me and Goob went down there last year and just had a huge time.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm looking forward to it this year. You know, I've made so many more friends and know so many more and made so many more acquaintances. Although we might not know each other when we look at each other, all we got to do is just talk a minute, and you know, we'll be caught right up like we went to high school together.
That's right.
That's right. You know, these guys, I mean, all over the country. That's what's great about this Facebook, about
barbecue and about the network, the social network of barbecuers. I mean, you know, we're all on here from everywhere, and it just goes down when you start talking to each other. I mean, you just don't meet a stranger, and we have a huge time when we get together, just like we have tonight. You know, it's easy to talk to each other and just have one hell of a time, and that just makes for a great time, and that's what it's all about. But, you know, we've had...
Well, this goes to show we can let more than the smoke roll there once in a while. We can let the bull, go
too. We can let it flow, too. We can let the bull flow, can't we?
Right. Dude, Mike Davis is listening to the show. He has to get on there here directly. He's a lot of bull,
Yeah, there you go. And we full of it sometimes, no doubt, but we do have a good time with you. So that IBCA event that Randy Hill, Andy Allen, Southern Cross Barbecue is putting on there in Hot Springs, it's in January on the 25th and 26th. And it really sounds like it's going to be a good show, and they've got a lot of response out of it so far.
Do you know what categories they're doing, Chris? I know I listened to the show and I never did kind of get it up.
So what they're going to do, they're doing a Texas style, which is IBCA, half chickens. Half chicken.
Well, knowing who's putting it on, that's right, half chicken, you got to have a half chicken.
That's right. And they do in pork and pork butt. They're doing ribs. Now, they're doing brisket, and they're having a bean category.
Yeah, and now the bean category is not going to go for the grand or anything, is it?
No.
The way I understood it, it was throw your money in the hat, winner take it all.
Yeah, it's an all-in, winner take all bean category.
Yeah.
The IBCA generally is three categories. It's ribs, brisket, and then half chicken. And then, they'll throw jackpots sometimes in there. You'll see a pork butt or something like that show up.
Well, now, Lance, will that be your grand champion? Do you think that'll be the grand champion right there? That's what it'll be decided on, pork, ribs, and chicken?
It's generally brisket, ribs, and chicken.
I think they're going to do the pork, but it's, traditionally, IBCA, they don't do a lot of pork here in Texas.
It'll be briskets, ribs, chicken.
Yeah. And then, brisket is generally the tiebreaker and everything, so.
Right. I wish I had a light rig, you know what I mean? I could just build a light rig, something that I could put on it in the back of a truck with a couple of tents and roll to go do some of those comps and, not go with the intentions of winning the grand, just to go to meet the people and participate and learn. I need to know what those guys know.
He weighs 10,000, 20,000. How many pounds do you weigh? 20,000 pounds or better?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's just, what I'm saying is, Myron's got a huge rig, and it's nothing like that. But, I mean, it's just, the roll down the road and stuff, you just, I wish I had a light rig, what I'm saying? I like to have a rig that can go in the back of a little Toyota truck and, with a couple of Webers and just go and meet and do, and participate, try to,
It's built in, inch and a half, square stock, steel, quarter inch.
Yeah.
It's off. And it's cooker.
Slate tables on it, it's inch and a half slate. They was probably the heaviest thing per unit that we put on it. You can sharpen your knife right there. You can be working up your meat and just hit it a couple of licks on the table and your knife sharpened again. You're ready to roll.
Yeah, he's got a heavy rig. But it's a good cooker, He got it down and made it. That's the thing about building your own rig or working on it and kind of designing it. When you build your own rig, you've got what you want on it. Lance, you've a custom pit too.
Yes. I built about a 15-foot trailer with a 6-foot offset on it.
Lance is a stick burner too.
Yeah. Well, Omo, that's what I call it, Omo. I mean, it's just like my granddaughter or my best hunting dog I've ever had. I mean, you know, so when you build them and you kind of tune them, it's like a guitar. You know, I've got water trays in the bottom, and I move them side to side and everything, so I kind of got to where my hot spots were not so hot and everything. If you tune it like a good piano and stuff, I mean, it's just like a part of the family. I mean, actually, when I'm sitting there at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm talking to old Mo. Me and him's having a conversation. I said, man, make some good smoke tonight. We need it, you know. We need this, you know.
Yeah, and we got cabin over there. We need some good smoke going.
Pull the big picture up, the sky view of Tupelo last year, look in the left hand corner, left bottom corner, and all that smoke, that's Chris. we had people coming down the street saying, man, you gonna burn our rig down.
Well, that place was full, you know, the Ember Star from the whole country was there. And that night, that helicopter was flying around taking aerial pictures, and the only one smoking up to the sky up to that helicopter was us. We had it rolling, boy.
Yeah, I laid down about 11. I slept to 3, and I got up, and I stoked it real big and sat down there in a chair, and I seen some guys kind of looking around the corner of Swinos from Florida. They were next to us, and I seen some guys looking around there, and it was Brad and that boy from Swinos, they were looking around there worried we was going to set the whole damn place apart.
Yeah, we had a rolling that night. Yeah, if the fire had went out, we had headlights, no doubt.
Yeah.
But, we had a good time. That was just a memory you won't never forget. You know, that's the thing about these competitions. You know, you go and you're creating memories and you will never forget them.
That is right.
Yeah. I'm ready.
I'm excited too. And like I said, watching a day full, I'm all shot up like a junkie, man. I watched about 9 hours of Pitmasters. I'm shot up.
It's a shame you don't have anything on Omo right now.
Yeah, I just kind of, like I said, I was working on a flank stick today. Lance, you still on?
Yes, sir. There you go.
What do you do about a flank steak? Man, the flavor, when you talk about marbling stuff, the flavor in a flank steak, and I had a prime flank steak today. I mean, it's just off the chart. I mean, it's delicious. But, man, the outside of the thing dries out so bad. You know, have you ever had very much? Have you done very many flank steaks?
So, I grew up with flank steak, you know, for the most part. You know, we did a lot of jerky and stuff out of it. But, you know, you can grill it, too. And, you know, even out here, we'll do a fajita with it, you know, and kind of,
awesome,
you know, put it
taste.
In marinade.
I mean, it's a beef taste. It's, I mean, it's good. But it gets
awful
easy.
Yes. You know, and then you kind of, you know, you need to, cut, you know, kind of cut it thin and kind of cut it on the fire. It'll get a little bit better that way. But yeah, it's one of those pieces of meat that, you know, you can have a love hate relationship with.
Well, you know, I'm doing a stuffed flank steak, and, you know, because like I said, the flavor in the flank steak is just off the chart. You know, I mean, it's good meat. It's just a little tough.
Beefy flavor. Well, on that flank steak, what you got to do? You marinated it pretty heavy today. Did you marinate it?
Yeah, I did. I used some chipotle marinade that we make here locally, or they make here locally. I don't have nothing to do with it. I just go out and buy it. But if anybody, any of them's listening, they can start giving it to me if they want to. Here's a leg rope. Chipotle, sweet chipotle.
Raspberry chipotle.
Yeah, and it's an awesome marinade. I really like the flavor and the smell and taste of it.
How thick
is
it? How thick was it?
Oh, the flank steak.
Yeah.
Oh, it's about 3/4 inch, and then you flay it out. So I mean, you know, you're only dealing with a quarter. I mean, if you're real good, you're only dealing with probably a quarter to 3/8 on each side. I'm not that proficient, so some of mine's maybe a half and some of it's, you know, half to a quarter. But you know what I'm saying? That, you know, you flay it out, so it's actually, you just can't get on it too hard because you'll burn it up. You know, it's got a lot of marbling in it.
You got to sear that bad boy. You got to sear it. on the high heat, just cook it
right.
quick. Pretty
cool. Yeah, and then set it off the heat, and, you know, and let it kind of come on through. That's why I was wondering if Lance had if he'd ever done like a stuffed flank that he could maybe shed a little light on a country boy.
Yeah, well, I think you're doing it the right way.
Yeah, we're just keep on working on it. Like I said, I'm looking for some, you know, I probably need to email you and get some information. I'm looking for some good, like I said, I think I'm going to pick up a pretty good beef sponsor this year. And, you know, so we're going to be done beef. If he's going to, if they're going to give me their money and I'm going to talk about them and I'm going to cook their product. So I'm just trying to figure out which way, how I'm going to do about it, because no matter what, I still want to be a competitor. I still want to be, you know, the guy to beat, or, you know, one of the guys to beat. Yeah, just because I'm going to cook a product that it's going to be good, or I'm not going
to
do it.
Right. Well, you got to, you know, I understand.
Yeah, because next year, that money they're going to give me this year for being a winner, if I ain't a winner next year, then I might not get that money. So I got to be a winner.
That's right, you do.
I mean, it don't make any difference. You're running a race car around the track, and it says mellow yellow 1 year, and you don't win. Next year it says, you know, chocolate soldier or something on it. No, it don't say. I wish I had a chocolate soldier. I wish I could play.
Oh,
hey,
you're right.
You're right. You gotta be on the top of the team when you get these sponsors rolling in. And matter of fact, I've contacted a few this past week too, some corporate sponsors, and let's just keep our fingers crossed. Maybe they're going to come in to the play, and I'm kind of excited about that. And
I hope so for you, brother. I mean, sooner or later if you're going to keep going, you got to have a little of that. You just can't finance this whole thing by yourself, because it just don't work that way.
No, you know, that's
sooner or later you got to look at each other, you look at your spouse like I have that travels with me and stuff. It's like, you know, we want to do something else. You know, this is not working, you know. We're not getting enough attention, or we're, you know, in other words, what I'm saying, I was working on my year end a while ago, and, you know, and I don't mean to put it in the papers and stuff like that, or put it on Facebook and brag. It's not a bragging thing. It's
I've got to
put my name out there, because people won't know who you are if you don't let them know who you are.
That's it.
You know, because nobody else is going to tell them. You know what I mean? You'd like to think that it was all a great and sweet and swirly twirly world that your competitors would say, he's good, but they're not. So you're going to have to say, you're going to have to put it out there yourself.
That's right. You got to toot your own horn, so to speak, and let them know what's going on. I mean, I'm not bragging. I enjoy cooking. And you know me, as well as anybody, a serious competitor, and he gets out there and he walks. He does a good job, and you know, I get out there and I want to walk and I try to do it too. You know, we all got that in us, and that's just natural. But, you know, if we don't, we still happy for them. But, you know, we all out there trying to win it, you know, trying to better ourselves, and sponsors especially. And I'm just, like I say, I'm excited about 2013. We got some things we've got to go through and hurdles to overcome. We're gonna make it, and we're just going to make it better for all of us. And I firmly believe that. I'm excited about it. Guys, I've got a few seconds left of the show tonight. I want to take this time to thank each one of you for calling in. I greatly appreciate it. I'm going to give you all a real quick minute, few seconds to say some parting words and let everybody count out of the team. But I do appreciate you calling in and being part of the show. Be in the show tonight. Y'all all barbecue superstars. And I mean it, and I welcome you back every time. God bless you, and just start out. Keith, give them a quick shout out, and we'll go down the line real quick.
Team Drilling and Chilling from West Tennessee up around Paris, and man, it was great to talk to all you guys tonight and kind of get some information and stuff. And Keith Brunner out of here, man. Bye.
All right, Keith, that's all right. Lance, give us a quick shout out, brother.
This is Lance Moore with West Texas Pit Masters, and
y'all have a good evening, and you can find us on Facebook, West Texas Pitmasters, and y'all have a good Christmas, and we'll see you probably after that.
All right, Lance, thank you. Robert, real quick. And Roy, Shady Brother, we're out of time, and thank y'all so much for calling in tonight. We sure do appreciate it. God bless you, and we'll talk again. If I don't, y'all have a Merry Christmas, and be safe. Roy, be safe traveling, okay? And I hope everything works the very best for you and your family.
I appreciate it, Chris.
Brother, you want to get a home here if you don't like it.
That's right. That's right. Guys, well, it's been fun. It's been real fun, and I sure appreciate all of you calling in. You know, it's just good to talk barbecue with some good people and some great friends, and that's what it's all about. And thank y'all all so much for calling in tonight, and I wish y'all the very best week, and y'all have a great week, and I look forward to talking to you and seeing you again.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. All right, guys.
Thanks, Chris.
All right. I'm out of here. Good night.